Which pen should I use for today's game? Should I use my princess pen? Or my Rapunzel pen?
Those are both princesses, though.
But one is an unspecified.
True. Mm.
Yeah. Go with unspecified.
Oh, you have a multi-princess pen.
So what should I use for today's game?
The one with the princess on it.
Just use your
multi.
Way to narrow that down.
Use your tangled one. Jeez.
Okay.
I'm still saying that Tangled wouldn't have happened if she was just like, no, this other day is your birthday.
Hey, that's fair.
I mean, yeah.
Ain't wrong.
And in some ways, you could argue that Mother Gothel was the more responsible one
All right, into a Tangled discussion.
I get very passionate about
we're
Tangled.
Not getting into it.
We're about to get tangled up in all sorts of discussions.
Vera's.
There it is.
Vera stands exactly two things. The mother from Tangled and Funko Pops. Yeah.
Listen, I've got some right up there. I'll pull them down.
I'm talking about that. I love you and I'm going to marry you, but we're not talking about that. Please. I don't want to talk about your Funko Pops.
All right. I hope you have fun editing this, boss, because there's a lot of, random talking in here. All right.
Have you heard the podcast?
The joke's on you. The joke's on you. I'm not editing this.
That's the real secret. We don't cut this shit out. God.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Shadows Over Charlotte, a Dice Fiends Shadowrun Anarchy actual play. When we last left Mama, Tess, and V in the one-shot Discount Shadows, they had broken into Hugo Bossy's house and stolen all of his Funko Pops for their Johnson, Tony Pajamas. Let's see what they're up to now. So we open up. The year is 2081. It's been a couple of months since the Funko Pop job. Y'all lived kind of well, but your funds from that are slowly coming to an end. Vax isn't here because he's on a job in Milan, and he wasn't going to take Tess with him because the job required subtlety, and he figures without the other two of you, Tess might just run loose anyway.
Tess is not subtle.
Nope.
No.
Nope. I'm not even subtle about not being subtle.
Nope. And why should you be?
You killed a man. Tonight's
right,
a good
exactly
night.
Exactly that. Famous last words.
Just running headlong towards armed guards saying, I'm not subtle!
I have subtlety. It's the name of my latest dagger.
Yeah.
I got it implanted in my middle finger.
See? Subtle.
The symbolism. And would you care to introduce your character, Trav?
Eventually you'll see him in person, but it's a human, dark, weathered skin, kind of messy hair, obviously hasn't bathed or shaved in a while, old, what looks probably secondhand military peacoat, slight print in the shoes, you know. Dude is obviously living rough and has dark circles under both eyes all the time. Always kind of looking around. You may or may not have heard of the guy because everybody may or may not have heard of the guy because he's a street shaman. And occasionally people go to him to find things out or get things done. And he is known on the street as Twitchy because that is an adjective that describes him. He is perpetually twitchy.
And since we didn't do it last time, I'm probably just going to go down the line and get everyone to describe their character, starting with Meg.
Oh, okay. So I'm playing VLX. I am a street samurai and a dwarf. She's got some light facial hair, shaved side, usually pretty carefree air about her. She'll fight anything.
Megan, can you tell us about your character?
Tess is a razor gal. She is an elf. I would say kind of actually average height. I haven't picked a number, but and just dressed in punk, where there are spikes. They're, you know, all over her clothes. Like, it just decorates her outfit, and she has a mohawk. The colors change whenever she feels like re-dyeing it and touching it up. Does not wear gloves, you know, just brazenly shows off all her implants, and definitely has some sort of studded boots that she just wears that have definitely, seen better days. She has worn them quite some time. So that is Tess.
And Vero.
All right. Last time I don't think I did a voice, so today I'm gonna do a voice, I guess. But I'm Mama. I'm a troll. What'd you say it was? It was called a face.
Yes, you are a face.
So I'm a troll face, and I guess for a troll, you could say I'm kind of pretty. As much as a troll is pretty, you know, I like to wear a leather jacket, and underneath is like a black tank top, because when it's time to get down, I can take the leather jacket off, and it's a guns out time, because I'm a troll, and we got the guns. I mean, we don't have guns, like, other people have guns implanted in their body, but whatever. And then, so, leather jacket, black tank top, and these jeans and combat boot, and goggles. I wear these goggles on top of my head, and I'm Mama, and I look out for my team. All right, but if you are being a dumbass, I'm not gonna stop from pulling you back in line. All right, I'm not the let me kiss you in the head and tuck you in kind of Mama. I'm the drag you by your ear and say you're being a dumbass, Mama.
Tough love.
This is a rough time, so you need rough love.
It's heavily raining outside of the small Italian restaurant y'all are at. You have all been contacted by Mr. Johnson, who wants to hire you for a mission. You're in Ricchetti's Italian Family Restaurant in downtown Greensboro. The rain outside is torrential. And your Johnson comes in. Anyone who who's run these streets or like in touch with the culture can recognize the Johnson as Don Bossi. He's an elderly man, leans on a cane, looks like Marlon Brando, but even more unhealthy than he did in Godfather.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know how much any of y'all are dressed up. I'm sure that Twitchy isn't dressed up at all. Like, I think.
Well, how important is this meeting? Is this meeting?
It's a job. It's a job, and there might be a negotiation, but he didn't, like, specify this is the most important meeting in your life or anything like that.
Okay, so the good leather jacket then.
Yeah.
The one without stains.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
The boots without scuffs.
Tess will wear a nice, you know, one of her nicer leather studded jackets.
The good jacket.
One without any puncture holes in it.
Y'all been here for a while, so the waitress has ordered, so if you want to be eating anything, you were told that he'd be footing the bill.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Sucker.
What's the most expensive thing on the menu?
Yo, don't fill up on bread. That's how they get you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's very true.
You said we're in an Italian restaurant, right?
Yes.
What time of day is it?
It's nighttime.
Ooh, it's nighttime. Okay. I'm craving breakfast food. Does this place serve breakfast food?
Oh, my God, no. It's a fine Italian restaurant. You have all the pastas in the world.
All right, fine.
It's a family restaurant more than anything, so.
Still very nice. You know what? Like, a nice, like, pasta dish with seafood. That sounds amazing.
All right.
T-bone steak. T-bone steak.
Oh my god.
I thought Mama was the classy one, but no.
I'm classy when I need to be.
Do they have veal?
Yes, and y'all will notice all the meat is actual meat instead of soy.
Oh, maybe I do need to be classy. Can I, like, retcon?
Yeah, yes, you can retcon. And we all characters start with plot points. So you can use those for minor retcons to live dangerously.
Okay, how many plot points do I have?
Oh, Trav, my Trav.
Yeah, that's what I was looking up real quick.
I summon the person who knows this game.
That one I have forgotten about, to be honest, where the number you start with.
I will retcon that I'm actually wearing, like, a nice blazer and blouse.
Start with 3.
Okay, so, and I have 1 plot point. So, but every time I spend a plot point, I get that plot point.
Okay, so the players all start with 3. The storyteller starts with 1, and then every time we spend plot points, the storyteller gets them.
And I can give you plot points to say, hey, you failed that roll, or the enemies go first in initiative.
Every time you use one of your, you manage to work in one of your cues, your pre-written cues, you also earn a plot point.
I thought that was just to help with the role-playing.
It is, but that's what encourages it. That's the incentive to try and prep your character and use those, work those cues in.
So have y'all been keeping up with each other since the last job? Or, like, I know you're a team.
I'd say so. I mean, I've probably regularly popped in on Bama every, I don't know, 2 weeks.
I probably keep tabs on anyone that's kind of like my crew, but some of them, like, I don't check in. I just kind of use, like, word on the street to make sure they're okay. Depends on the crew member, but I keep tabs on everyone to make sure they're all right.
I think Tess was very, like, would keep in touch with Mama and, I'm sorry, Meg, what's your character's name again? I need to write it down. And I think, like, maybe even, like, doing a job with Veer, you know, here and there, potentially. But I also think Tess is definitely one of those people that would fall off the radar for, like, a week or two and then just pop up, like, randomly at, like, Mama's safe house, like, all beat up and just like, sup? I'm hungry.
Tess is definitely one of my crew members that I keep tabs on, you know, via word on the street and stuff.
Right, because I might be dead somewhere.
What is she doing? Is she being stupid?
The answer's definitely yes.
Do I need a bail
word
her
on
out?
Street? Word on street, police radar. You keep tabs on Tess somehow.
That kind of stuff.
Tess keeps joking that, you know, she'll get a tracker implant for implanted into her for Mama's sake.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Just gotta pay me. That's all. One of those fancy ones.
We'll see how this job goes.
Okay, Mama. Okay.
And Trev, would you like to start out with Twitchy knowing any of them?
Man, Twitchy doesn't even know why I got called in on this thing. Twitchy was looking at getting picked up by Lone Star for the night to get out the rain. You know, I don't know, man. I don't even know why I'm I didn't even know I had that comm link. I don't even know.
Was Twitchy call for the? Did Mama just see Twitchy on the street and be like, "Get out of the rain, Twitchy"?
People know Twitchy. Twitchy doesn't know. Don't know people. He doesn't don't know what you're even talking about. Who are you talking to? Who am I?
Tess would be like, "Hey, right. Twitchy," and he's like, "Who are you?"
Oh boy!
If you said, "Hey, Twitchy," on the street at him, he would have been like, "Ah!" and jumped behind something.
Oh no!
Oh boy, he's gonna be one of those.
Oh man! And that would make Tess laugh. She's like, "Ah, good old Twitchy, never changed." Yeah. Love it.
That's a mean thing to wish on somebody.
Unfortunately, due to the drugs and trauma, Twitchy, in fact, will never change.
What drugs? Drugs cost money. What you talking about? Ain't no drugs. Damn.
Your raccoon mentor spirit just reaches into your head every night and just like,
Mama probably was like, okay, let's help this dude out, because she is secretly, not so secretly, a bleeding heart. She's secretly in that she doesn't want people taking advantage of her, but not so secretly in that people kind of know, like, she'll help you out. So she probably was like, come on, I got a job for you.
The job? Okay, nothing else going on. All right. Hold on, check my social calendar. Yes, I seem to have time.
Excellent.
Y'all ordered your food?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I also put him in a nice shirt.
But he still just tried. Still disheveled, so it's quite striking.
He's doing his best.
He is. You know what? Tess is happy Twitchy's here. She's loving this.
Hold up. This is meat. This isn't soy. This is actual meat.
Yeah, eat it.
Yep.
Oh,
welcome.
Trust that will happen.
Yeah, before it disappears. Let's go.
Welcome to the good life.
Shut the... Wait, that happens. Damn it. He starts eating faster.
Don't choke.
Oh, God.
Ain't happened yet.
Can I just say I'm picturing Tess cutting her meat with one of her augmented knives?
Absolutely.
Of course.
No, she's doing it very, you know, like a proper lady would, but it's one of her augmented knives. Like,
I was honestly just picturing Tess picking the meat up, and if her knife's cut it along the way, that's good for her, but right. Otherwise it just goes into the mouth still.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she's gotten strangely good at it, so it does not look,
barbaric?
Yes, it does not look barbaric.
Put the knife down too hard, it just kind of slips through the plate.
Oh no.
No. Now, she's had those issues, in the past, but, like, I would say she's gotten good at it and not wrecking all the dining ware. It does make, like, eating ramen noodles out of a cup a little difficult, though. She's definitely, like, punctured a hole and the broth starts pouring out. She's like, ah, shit, you know, and just starts chugging.
God damn it.
God damn it.
It's pretty bad when you got a shotgun ramen noodle pack.
Sometimes you just don't even heat it up. You just eat the noodles dry and just, like, pour the packet in your mouth. You're like, ah, bad night.
Just
ah.
Eventually starts doing it on purpose, just like pop and drinks the ramen.
Okay,
first.
So we're like 20, 22, 23 minutes into this recording. What is happening? Like, when is the Johnson showing up?
Y'all are talking amongst each other, catching up because you've been keeping track of people, you've mostly been doing your own things. And yes, the door opens here, ding, 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 ding. And the rain gets much louder as the doors open for a second, then it quiets. And you see Don Bossy looking like Marlon Brando, circa Godfather, leaning heavily on a cane. The cane clacks as he walks slowly towards you. He does have two bodyguards along with him. That you don't see any weapons, but...
That doesn't mean anything, you know. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah. So that just probably means they have sidearms in, like, hidden in their vests. Don Bossy, he walks up, sits down in the chair, and he looks to the three of you, then sees Twitchy. He pauses on the obviously homeless mage that he had encountered on being there, but then looks back to Mama. I've heard, the day of my daughter's wedding. I've heard tale of your reputation, Mama.
That's good praise.
A good, honest person who does the job she's hired to.
That's the goal. So long as you act fair to me, I'll act fair to you.
I still remember the old ways, the ways people we acted back when there was honor in the work we did, not like the rabble today. I'm not long for this world. We all have to die eventually, and I think I might be dying sooner rather than later. And I don't and I don't want to leave business unfinished. Do you understand me?
So what's this about, Don Bossy?
During the blackout last year, there were three Humanist leaders who were stoking anti-metahuman sentiment. During the blackout, some of my men vanished and their families too. They were good men. They served the organization while they served the family. And it was my job to take care of them, and I failed. So, I wasn't able to track down the leaders who called for these activities or promoted these activities until a short while ago. And even then, they were out of my reach. They held up what always hold up in secretive places, or places too big for me to strike at them with my criminal, my family, my network. That all changed this weekend. The three of them are going to be at the Humanist Rally in Charlotte in 2 weeks. The job I want you to do is to go there and kill all three of them.
I kind of sidelong look at Tess.
She's got, she like, you know, was listening and kind of eating and being like, okay, okay, but when, you know, hearing the words kill all three of them, she is like, looking at the Don with a big grin, going, we get to kill them?
Blood demands blood.
No finer words have been spoken, Don. I'm in.
What are their names, Don Bossy? Or are you going to have a formal file for me?
He pulls out a small black cube and slides it across the table to you. When you get to somewhere safe, plug this into your communicom. It will pull up their names and the details of the job in your AR.
Got it. So I'll kind of take it in a meaty palm and it disappears in an inner jacket pocket.
Yes. There are additional instructions in that, but this place, as much as I've always loved it, it's not safe, I fear. There are too many people who would rather make money than do the right thing in this room. And you do notice that, like, there are some other people milling about, mostly restaurant staff. Like, y'all are the only people sitting at the tables. Like, he rented the place out. But you see, like, staff, a busboy just, like, staring nervously, waiting for when y'all leave. And I would like everyone to make me awareness checks. Logic plus logic.
I got one success out of eight.
Nice. And if you spend an edge, you can re-roll if you wish. Or if you spend an edge... If you spend an edge before, it'll be 4 through 6. But if you spend an edge after, you can re-roll your failures.
I got 4 successes.
Oh, nice.
All right.
I got 4 successes as well.
All right. And you didn't get any successes, Trav?
Nope.
Nope.
I'm real aware of these meatballs.
Yep.
Also,
it's a good time.
It's like Olive Garden with like the free breadsticks. You're like dumping them into your like pocket sleeves, like looking around, being like, oh, "Where's my unlimited breadsticks?"
Oh hell yeah!
Three. Oh god.
Let's see if
this whole coat's my to-go bag.
Listen, they said all you can eat. They didn't say how long.
They didn't specify where.
And how much, yeah. I will eat them out of house and home, man.
Oh, Lord.
What?
No, eating them out of house and home.
Oh, I thought you were rolling. I'm sorry.
You're like, oh, god.
Oh, no, I was...
Oh, no, glitches everywhere.
I was rolling, don't worry.
Oh, now I'm worried.
You'll be fine.
What's the worst that can happen?
We all die.
You'll be fine.
Yeah,
fine.
I guess dying's a side effect.
And then I get to go to sleep.
Well, good game, guys. Or,
yeah, good game, good podcast, you know.
10 we're episode arc, this. Turns out to be one. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, and yes, so I know I have Shadowrun Anarchy here somewhere. Cool, that will help me. So, as V and Twitchy are in love with their food, and and the Don's still talking to you about details, Mama. Both you and Tess notice that two of the waiters, just came out of the back kitchen while the other people are, hurriedly walking outside. They both pull guns. And everyone notices when the front door opens, front door opens with a mighty kick. You can hear the rain pouring outside. Two gangers and a large man in combat armor walk in. Which one of you want to go first?
Well, I have combat paralysis.
Okay, so you'll go last. So, Tess, you are going to be you have the initiative.
Okay. I'm assuming the two people that came out of the back of the kitchen with their guns are not aiming it at us. They're aiming it at, the people who just kicked through the door.
No, they are aiming it at y'all. This looks like some kind of ambush.
Okay. Which is closer to me then? The boys in the back or the boys out front?
The two gangers and the man in the combat armor would probably be closer to you.
What does Don Bossy look like? Does he look shocked, surprised?
He looks shocked, like he didn't notice that they were coming up on him. Okay. He looks more grim than shocked, like he knew people were going to try to kill him, go for him, but he wasn't... He did mention
that he's expecting to die sooner rather than later.
Yes, but it's not like he's like, I have these people I'm asking you to kill someone, set up, got them. He doesn't look like that.
No, I don't think he was setting us up, but I just wanted to see if he was expecting something like this, you know? And it looks like he's being grim, not shocked, so...
Alright, so Tess is going to kick out, from her chair and rush at the people in the front, because they're closer, and aim to take down one of the guys.
Alright, so you go for one of the gangers first. And roll your close combat.
Three successes.
He got two successes, so your attack nets one. You just stab him straight in his armor. It doesn't go through his armor quite yet, but...
It hurt. Yeah, I will go to attack. And I'll attack the same guy again if I can.
Yeah, go for it. Nothing's stopping you.
Actually, that's really good. I got three successes again, actually.
Alright, well, he's going to try to roll his dodging. Dodgy boy. Okay, he got one success, but his cyber arms let him re-roll one die on agility-related tests. Nope. He got one, so you get two additional successes. So that's five damage to him. Yep, with that, you just tear through his armor. He's not dead, but he... any damage now would, just go directly to him. So there's nothing protecting him from your fury or the fury of your friends. But speaking of your friends, the waitstaff is going... pulls out their Remington room sweepers. As they're getting closer, you can see these look like humanist thugs.
Typical.
So, one draws on V to get the muscle out of the way.
That's what they think.
So?
Yeah.
Well, you're too far to get the muscle out of the way for them.
It's true.
Because they are coming up on both of you, just close quarters.
Mm-hmm.
So he fires a shotgun at UV. Mm-hmm. He got three successes, so roll your defense.
Okay. All right, so I got five agility and four logic. So I'll just reroll one of these dice once, because I've only got 8 right here. Alright, out of this so far, 4 successes. I'm gonna roll my 9th. Just 4 successes total.
Okay, so you are a... So as he comes up on you, V, like, pumps the shotgun and aims it at you, but with your logic, you are able to just, like, push the barrel of the shotgun up towards the wall, so it just hits the ceiling. Debris falls down on your table, ruining Twitchy's meatballs.
No! No Twitchy's meatballs!
Not the meatballs!
Would that stop Twitchy? Would drywall stop Twitchy?
Probably not.
That's the question.
No.
Yeah.
No!
We're definitely get this for free, man.
Vintage is best off flavor. It's delicious.
And one is going to fire on Mama, the big troll.
Bring it, motherfucker.
He will. Oh shit. On agility test? That's 4 successes.
Well, it was brought.
All right, agility plus logic.
All right, so it's my agility plus logic to see how I handle it. All right.
How you defend, yes.
Okay. So he brought a gun out on me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see, my agility is 3 logic, so that is 7. Bada-bing. 1 success.
Would you like to spend an edge?
Question. It says I have armor, light urban camo suit.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So armor, like, when you get into combat, armor shows how much damage you will soak before it starts hitting your physical or stun track.
Mm-hmm. So.
So if it doesn't get past the armor, you don't take any damage, but you have to spend a plot point on another scene to get it, or go to another scene to get it repaired.
Got it. Okay. And how much does my armor, like, it's got 3 dots filled in, so does that mean I soak up 3 damage from an attack?
It's the number of clear dots, you'll soak up 12 damage before you take any actual damage.
And so I mark that off before up my condition in it.
Yes.
Okay, cool beans. All right, then. No, I'm going to take the ouchies. So.
All right, so he nets 3 successes.
Okay.
So he runs up to you, and like the other ganger was doing with V, he just pulls out his shotgun, pumps it, and fires it off in your face. Unlike with V, you weren't able to react in time, and you end up taking 9 damage.
Okay.
As the shotgun just blasts straight into your chest.
So I take 9 off my armor.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe it's part of your combat paralysis that you weren't able to react in time. He's like, oh shit, what's happening?
Yeah, I saw them coming in, but I started overthinking. I was like, shit, we've got these guys. Okay, Tessa's gonna do that. V's gonna do that. Oh crap, the Johnson. Is the Johnson's, you know, bodyguards gonna help? Like... She was overthinking it. Oh,
yeah. I forgot about them. Yeah. It's like you were doing all that. It was that algebra meme, but in the middle of it, you just got shot.
Oh, no.
I reminded you that we've got bodyguards to help us.
Yeah, see? That's helpful. They have combat paralysis, too. They're bad bodyguards. They'll go after you. But speaking of non-combat paralysis, it's V's turn.
Oh, yeah, let's go. All right. So, I very much believe in improvised weapons here. So, yeah. I would very much like to grab the chair I was sitting in and wail on the guy that tried to shoot me. So, I managed to find 2 more dice, just in case.
Yeah.
Yep, that's 7. All right. Come on, only 6 now. Yikes. So that is a 1 success.
Would you like to edge that?
Let's see, I've got 2 edge, and that doesn't regenerate, correct?
It'll regenerate between between sessions, or if you do some really good role playing, I'll give you a point of edge for that.
You know what? I'm gonna hang on to that. I'm enthusiastic, but I'm clearly not doing well here.
Ty does go to the players, so you manage just to deal a base of 3 damage. So it hits his. You can tell he's a little thrown off by being hit with a chair. The chair breaks against him. But you don't do any additional damage.
Okay.
Then we will go to the 2 gangers that Tess is tangling with. They're both going to pull out their knives on Tess.
Yeah.
Since she seems just like the type who would fuck them up if they tried to use it. Actually, one will pull his knife, one will use his shotgun because... Yeah, the one you're fighting with actively will use a shotgun. So that's close combat, 3 plus 1. So that's 6 die. It's gonna try to shank your ass. Alright. And can I get you to roll logic plus agility for me?
Nah, no successes on the logic, so I got 7 more dice.
Alright.
Come on, I'm about to get shot.
Oh, don't worry, this is the knife.
Oh, I thought you said pull out the shotgun on me.
The one you're fighting pulls a knife, the one you're who's like kinda diagonal from you pulls a shotgun.
Okay. I got a question.
What's
my
up?
Team player, I can freely gift you plot point or edge, so
yes.
If you need to, I can give you one of that to help you,
because
you're in the middle of getting fucked.
Well, I only got 1 success out of 11, so,
Would you like to spend an edge on that? Because he did net 2 successes. He did get 2 successes.
I have 1 edge, but I also don't want to get stabbed. I also don't want to get shot. I'll take knife damage, that's fine. I'm used to being stabbed, it cool.
He stabs you in your leather jacket. You take 4 points of damage to your armor.
My armor, it looks like I have 6 white dots, so I subtract that from that.
And then you hear the familiar cock of a shotgun. And you hear the thug say under his breath, "Fuck, I forgot my line."
I am going to gift her one of my edges. For this shotgun.
Okay.
Alright.
So that she has 4, 5, and 6s, and thematically wise, I'm gonna have Mama just be like, "Tess! Behind you!"
He has 4 successes. So
I roll another logic agility.
And 4 through 6 count a success. Because Mama spend an edge.
Alright.
A shotgun. I'm worried about
it. Yeah, well, shotguns hurt, man. Shotguns are ouchy. Alright, I'll just roll the 4. Okay, 3 successes there, and another 3 successes, two of which were 4s, thank you! So, I have 6 successes. Alright.
Nice, 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 nice.
I don't want that shotgun to my face, doo-da, doo-da.
Yeah, so much like V did with her shotgun, he pulls it on you, says, "Shit, I forgot my line," and before he can do it, you grab the shotgun and you turn it towards the window. The shell blasts out of the window. The window is now shattered as you just, like, turn the blast away from you because of Mama's impeccable warning.
You failed your casting call, bud. Go back to the theater.
It goes to the boss. Not done, bossy.
Wait, are we in round 2 yet?
No.
Okay.
This is the man in the combat armor.
Oh, okay.
So the man looks like he's seen some wars. He's in spiked combat armor. He has a, like, platinum mohawk and, like, scars like some creature just, like, ran its claws along the side of its face. Along the side of his face. His hand is on his pistol, but he takes it off and draws a combat knife. And he looks to you, Tess, and says, "Let's dance, little girl."
I can't think of anything witty as a player, goddammit. I'm a lady, goddammit.
Not after I cut you down to size.
Oh, I hear a lot of dice rolling. Oh, fuck.
It's
okay.
Let's see, does he?
I've still got edge and plot points.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to spend his edge because he only got 2 successes from that. And he does not have enough dice to just all willy-nilly not use. All right. All right, so he got 5 successes.
All right. Hope Tess can dance real good. All right, 3 successes. And 2 successes, so 5.
All right, so you dance out of the way of his blade, like in action movies, he's like swiping at you, and you're just like narrowly jumping out of the way each time. And as he takes a second action because he has wired reflexes. As he tosses his knife up and catches it in a reverse grip and tries to stab at you again, he got 4 successes. So if you would like to roll again, or embrace the void. You can do that, too.
How many dice do you roll, hun?
I roll 11.
Because I'm trying to determine what would be better for you to use an edge before or after. Because if I use it before, you get successes on 4, 5s, and 6s. If we do it after, you re-roll everything that is not a success.
Do it after. I'll take this. Okay. I'll see if I can handle it. And if I have to re-roll, I have to re-roll, you know?
All right.
So.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I look out for my team.
I also still have an edge point that is floating around as well, so. Okay. I got 2. Alright. I'm gonna reroll 2 agility dice. Alright, that was another 1 success. I'll take. Shit.
He did get 4, so he would net 1 on you.
I would take the 1 damage, that's alright.
No, he net 1 plus his base damage.
Yeah. You have armor though, right?
I do,
Yeah, but she already got hit by it. She's only got 2 armor left.
I got 2 armor left. That's fine. Right. I'll take it.
You're dancing around it. You're like deflecting like blows. Like he's just like doing prodding blows. But one gets past your defenses, stabs you in the shoulder. He deals 6 points of damage to you.
My little thingy. Okay, so -2, so my armor's toast. And then -2 more, you say, because it was 4 damage?
Yeah.
Total? Okay. Alrighty, so I have 7 HP left. Okay.
Well.
The condition monitor, yes. Right?
You would have marked 4 spaces on your condition monitor, okay. Right?
And that automatically puts you at a -2.
1. You fill the track. You fill the track, and then you start taking the penalty.
Okay.
Since you're at minus, that's just -1 to all dice, okay. Since you're all right. Injured.
-1 to all dice.
Okay. Yep.
-1 die. Yeah.
-1 die. Yeah, sorry. That would be so much worse.
It really would be.
Yes.
So... How many is marked off on her physical track?
Currently, wait, I had why currently is it the 4 though, like because I still had 2 armor.
You took six damage.
Okay, yes, all right. I
2 from your armor. Yeah, the 4 goes to your condition.
I
okay.
can do math. Good, okay. Very good.
I just want to make sure I understand how the condition monitor and the armor and all that works.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, don't worry. We none of us can do math. That's why we play Shadowrun.
Oh, man, I feel that.
Mama, on Bossy's turn, he grabs your arm, says, "Please, get me out of here. It'll be another 10,000 for each of you."
That was the idea. And then I pull out my smoke grenade.
All right. Roll the smoke grenades.
Right. I'm gonna be like, "Hey, fucker," at the guy who stabbed my friend, and toss the smoke grenade at his face. So what I'm trying to do, since anarchy is very much story-wise, so I'm kind of like, I plan on throwing the smoke grenade at him to surprise him, but I'm not trying to, like, throw it out the window or anything. I want it to still protect us. And then I want to sling the Dawn over my shoulder in a fireman's carry and shout to everybody, bail! And then jump out the window. So I don't know how much of that I can do on my turn, but that's my plan.
You can throw the smoke grenade, sling the Dawn over your shoulder, and shout on your turn.
Okay.
And since you won't be combat paralyzed, you'll be going after Tess next time, so...
Okay.
You won't have to wait as long.
That smoke's gonna fill the room no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Alright.
Just roll me an agility plus logic to get it to where you want it to be.
Yeah.
Like, if
I'm
you roll it right under him...
I'm not trying to hurt him. I'm trying to just throw him off because he stabbed Tess, and I'm hoping this will help Tess get away from him. Like, it'll surprise him. So agility plus logic...
Because you have to be quick and you have to be smart about it.
Just don't glitch.
Oh, wow. 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 Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You say, you yell, hey, fucker. He looks over to you away from Tess, which is probably going to be his last mistake.
Do ones cause a botch?
No.
Okay.
No.
You literally cannot glitch unless you are rolling an extra exploit dice.
Okay, because I have...
Or if we want to.
1, 5, 6, 5, 2, 3, 6, 5. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ones don't subtract successes. You don't have to tally them up. The only time you're worried about it is if you roll a specific exploit die and that comes up a 1. That's an automatic glitch, no matter what else is going on.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I toss that smoke grenade in that dude's face so that he gets kind of surprised and it'll help Tess out. And I fireman carry the Dawn Bossy and tell everybody, bail!
I'm going to say what happens is both him and the gangers near him will have to reroll 2 successes on awareness checks while they're in the smoke because they are disorientated. And it'll start filling up the room, but yes.
That was a really good round right. for me.
It was. It goes to you, Twitchy.
Twitchy heard bail and goes, ah! And immediately heads for the door. And as soon as he gets out the door, he turns around and says back into it, y'all about to see some chaotic world, mother? And casts chaotic world in the room the enemies.
Jeez. What does that do?
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay, so what do they have to do to resist?
Chaotic World, I don't think they get a resist. I think it just happens. And they now have to reroll 1 successful die on every roll.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Wow. Double check that there's no save versus, but I don't think so.
That's
no,
fucked.
It just happens.
So it's you using your action to declare, hey, everything's
everything
fucked
them,
for them.
Mass hallucination distraction, and that's on top of the smoke grenade.
What do they see?
They see, whatever they see, it's crazy. It is, stuff is going in and out of focus. Everything, stuff that's far looks near, stuff that's near looks far. There can be kaleidoscope effects. It's just, it is mass hysteria.
Mixed with the smoke, you do see them like starting to attack just like random patches of smoke as if they were enemies just like forming and unforming as soon as they come into view for the assholes who started this whole shit.
Fuck yeah.
Alright. Wow, that's fucked up. Alright.
That'll hold up as long as I sustain it. So I can hold that for the scene or I can drop it
to
do something
else. You don't
fuck
with Twitchy's meatballs, man. You give him that
hell no! No. You screwed up my food if there was any left already.
You didn't say that you were putting your food up.
I said I was eating it like hell. In fact, he would say, get the food and get out!
I'm getting the money!
Whatever, what are y'all? This is meals to go!
Meals to go?
God. And seeing that their boss is being taken out the front door and The enemies are apparently tripping balls or some shit. The two bodyguards will open fire on the waiters. Like, the thugs who are posing as waiters, not the actual waiting
right,
staff.
Right, I would hope so.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, those poor people are... Those poor people are the real problem.
That's what you should have thought of before you became peasants.
God. Thank you, Yzma. Thank you.
Good times.
By the way, the Shadow Amp itself, just for the future record, does not say anything about the defense. If they get one, it would be logic will, I think, for resisting mental effects.
I mean, it's not telling you to roll anything,
does not,
so I don't.
Unlike a lot of spells, it does not list a defense. So if it doesn't specify one, there usually isn't one.
So V, the one that was fighting you just gets blown away as one of the bodyguards just pulls out his Ares Predator at near point blank range and just boom.
Thanks, bud.
No problem. He starts backing up towards the door. And the other one gets hit, fires on the second ganger and misses completely. With that, we go back to Tess.
Tess, seeing everyone tripping ass, and one of my cues is walk away while you can, Tess is like, okay, time to go.
All right, so do you run out of the restaurant?
I start clearing the room. I'm gonna...
All right.
Seeing everyone up and leave the fight, yeah, Tess is like, all right.
Okay. Right. As Mama said, bail.
I assume you're gonna wait near the door, like, just... And start running with Mama when she gets out.
Yeah, I will definitely hold back to make sure that I can, I'm one of the last people to leave the room to see if they need help. So I will wait by the door and make sure that V and Mama and the Dawn get out. Bodyguards are big.
All right. Do you need me to roll anything to carry the Dawn?
You're a big, strong troll. Yeah. I'm going to say you can carry him.
I have a strength plus 6, but I wanted to make sure.
You just wanted to roll your strength, flex them muscles.
Yeah, if you want to roll your strength, go for it. If you get a lot of successes, I'll give you a bonus, but...
Sweet. Okay, cool. So it's just flat strength, right? No extra bonuses?
Strength plus strength, I guess. Or strength plus agility since you're carrying someone trying to run out.
Cool. 1, 2, 3.
So you're able to hustle a little bit faster. You're carrying the Dawn, and instead of going through the door, you hop through the window. Like, this is a third person shooter, and it's a chest high wall. I guess that's vault. That's the word I was looking. All right. So one of the gangers is going to shoot at the security. One way just is going to shoot at the security, since one of them ate shit. Just completely. Alright, security. Alright, the same security guard who failed to shoot again, like, is grappling with the shotgun guy, who also failed to shoot him. So they kind of suck at their job. Both of them sucks at their job.
See, this is why you pay for the best, a.k.a. my crews.
I'm very, you know, happy with that. V?
Alright, so I heard Bale. I am going to make my way toward the front of the store as fast as possible. And, just, like, jump out.
Alright. You're able to do that without rolling anything. And Twitchy.
I'm a gone!
Oh, yeah,
he's already
Fox,
out
forgot
before. He ducked back in to cast his spell.
In. Yeah, that's it. This is not a place I want to be.
You're all out in the rain. Are you doing anything else? Are you running towards wherever? Like,
Mama is
going to
say, safe house badger. And if you work in her crew, like, it says I have safe houses, so I'm gonna say she has code names for different places, and so everybody knows where Badger is, except Twitchy, because we've established story-wise, he's new. So, Tess and V know where Badger is. Yeah. Twitchy, she's just gonna be like, follow me!
Twitchy goes and finds a Badger, like, are you safe the safe house?
What, this guy?
So I'm gonna carry the Dawn boss. Tell Twitchy to come with me, and I'm gonna head to my safe house.
All right.
But I'm hoping Tess and V will take different routes.
Tess has done this before. She knows the drill.
And I assume Tess speeds off on her motorbike while the rest.
She does have a motorbike. Yeah, I will get on my my Yamaha Rapier Street Bike. That's what it's called.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very specific, but I do get on my motorcycle and drive off.
I'm running.
Mama, do you have a mode of transportation?
Not on my sheet. It doesn't have any transportation written on it, so I'm going to assume no.
I was gonna say, since Fax was part of your crew, you could say he left you the car since he's in Milan currently, but there is going to be hell to pay if it gets damaged, even a little bit.
That's gonna be one hell of a bill, Jesus.
Mm-mm. He's never gonna let you hear the end of it.
Listen, I'm rescuing Dawn Bossy, so I'm sure we can cover it if that happens. So, yeah, I borrowed his car, so.
Yeah, because it was heavily raining all night. So while V, like an absolute madwoman, might just run to the restaurant and have a plastic bag of clothes, Mama is slightly too classy for that.
She wants to make a good impression with this boss, you know? So.
Yeah. So you all go your separate ways. Mama, like, pushing Dawn Bossy and Twitchy into Fax's car and just driving off. V doing the Terminator run.
Yes.
And Tess driving off on her motorbike. As the scene ends, we see the man come out. He watches Fax's car as it drives away. He pulls out his pistol, aims at the back of the car, but then thinks better of it in the rain as the sounds of Lone Star sirens draw ever nearer. He looks to the three remaining gangers, says, "Oh fuck, the bodyguards are still there."
Oops.
I keep forgetting about them. Car.
I'll say they retreated another way.
Hey, the Dawn got here somehow.
Yeah.
They went through the kitchen or something.
Yeah, they're using his car that's in the back at the back of the restaurant. He looks to the three remaining gangers, says, "Get the body." And goes into one of the nearby parking garages where his own vehicle is parked. The runners are Vero, Meg, Trap, and Megan. The aiming and producing was done by Eric. The tracks used in this episode are Enemy Spotted by Jess, who you can find on Twitter at OneShotMiniBoss, and Improv for Evil by Brian Boyko. Thank you to Ray Caldas for making our art. You can find her over at Calligraphy Inc. or calligraphyinc.com. Do you like this show? Leave us a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice, and tell your friends about us. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends, or shoot us an email at dicefiendspod@gmail.com. And we also have a Discord if you want to come quality post with us. I'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye.